Let me tell you how this ministry and the theology of this ministry really took shape and took form. It started at Howard University in 1969. And here I was in the School of Divinity studying. And you got to understand how Howard University was in 1969. It may not be exactly like that now, but in 1969, Howard University was the highest heel of academia. And we talk about going to heaven when we die. Well, the mentality of African Americans was go to Howard before you die, because Howard was the highest heel of academia. And not only was that, but Howard University in 1969 was color struck. Howard University didn't want to know anything about history and the culture of African American people. At Howard University, it was white, you're right, brown, you stick around, but black, you better get way back, because we don't want to talk about nothing about Africa and nothing about your history and your heritage and who you are and where you came from. So here I was on the main campus, outside of the quad, with the Fine Arts Building over to my right. I'm in the Carnegie Building studying theology. I'm learning about these German theologians, Kierkegaard and Reinhold Niebuhr and Buchmann and Barth. And I'm reading and studying about these theologians. And I hear in the air music, gospel music in the air on Howard University's campus that didn't want to hear no gospel music. And so I put my books down and I went out of Carnegie Hall and I looked over to my left, and here was Donny Hathaway, and here was Roberta Flack, and here was Richard Smallwood, and here were other singers, Angela Winbush. They were protesting because they could not sing gospel music at Howard University School of Fine Arts. They would be put out of school. And so in protest, they had drug a piano out of the Fine Arts Building, and here they were singing gospel music. And I walked out of class. I said, sound like that's where I need to be. I don't need to be hearing about no Buchmann and Reinhold Niebuhr and Karl Barth. I need to be where the peoples are. And so I walked out of the Divinity School and I walked across the campus, took my Bible with me, took a text, and I began to preach. And people from everywhere, all over Georgia Avenue, began to come up on the campus. You got to see this. There were thousands of people who had gathered around, and it was in the God is Dead era, because in the midst of black consciousness, many had turned away from God as a euphemism for white racism. They said, that's the white man's religion. And so I stopped preaching, and they began to go around. They began to make noise and try to interrupt the service. And I started singing, Shine on Me. And the sun was shining, and all of a sudden, a storm came up, and the thunder began to roll, and the lightning began to flash. And as I began to sing, all those people who were against us and opposed to us began to join in with us. And that was the beginning of the first gospel choir of any historical black college in America, the Howard University Gospel Choir. But that wasn't the beginning of it. As I stood out there and I saw these people from all walks of life, God said, this is the kind of ministry that I want you to have. I want you to have a ministry where alcoholics can sit down with architects, and losers can fellowship with lawyers, and politicians can worship with prostitutes, and teachers can serve with thieves, and doctors can be with derelicts. And I want a church where you can get justification and sanctification and liberation and education all under the same roof, where you can promote your culture and have pride in your culture and pride in your color and purpose in Jesus Christ. And so it led me to start this ministry. And so I brought with me a church founded by Dr. Chester Smallwood. I brought with me 40 recovering drug addicts. But I say you, first of all, the beauty of faith is that it forms first in your life. And so if we look at the history of Union Temple Baptist Church, it led to many firsts. In 1976, the first substance abuse program of any church in Washington, D.C. In 1976, the first church and the only church to celebrate Kwanzaa. In 1977, a youth drill and step team, the first youth drill step team of any church in Washington, D.C. In 1978, the first church to ordain a woman. In 1978, the first church to have a security squad. In 1978, the first church to have a black Christ. In 1978, the first church to have praise dances. Jesus. In 1978, the first church to have a drama group that put on God's trombones. In 1980, the first church to have a rites of passage of an African-American church in the United States of America. The first church in 1980 to have a feeding program for the hungry called the Soul Bowl. And Jewel Diamond said this. She's spoken here before. Jewel Diamond said, whatever you strongly believe, negatively or positively, is your faith. Your faith or fear is your BS, your belief system. Don't let your BS keep you from success and financial freedom and liberation of your mind. Don't let your BS